The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Chris Collins. The Wildcats are 7-2 on the season. Northwestern will host Chicago State on Wednesday before taking on Dayton at the United Center in Chicago on Saturday in a doubleheader that will also feature Illinois. Coach Collins, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Please give us an update on your team, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Yeah, sure. I've been very pleased with how we've attacked the non-conference schedule. We've had a difficult schedule here early in the season, played a number of quality opponents and have had to withstand a couple key injuries, and just been really proud of my team, the way they've come together, how we've played, how we've gotten better, continued to grow, and have found ways to win. So just hoping to keep that going. We have another big week ahead of us here with Chicago State and then Dayton on Saturday night, and hoping to keep improving as we head into the conference here in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one. Your first question is from Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Chris, obviously going through the non-conference, like you said, you guys are 6 points away from being undefeated right now. I just wonder how you feel about how your team has handled some of these pretty good challenges early on and where you stand at 7-2.
Yeah, I mean, I was anxious to see how this group would play early in the season. You know, we had, like you said, going to Hinkle Fieldhouse and playing at Butler right out of the gate was just a tremendous game for us to play against a good team, and I thought we handled ourselves great. And, you know, they hit a shot at the buzzer to beat us. We had a lead with a minute to go. Same thing in our loss to Notre Dame. You know, we had the ball with 20 seconds to go up by one, and just weren't able to finish the deal. So we're kind of two possessions away from being undefeated, like you said. You know, played very well against Texas, Wake Forest. Obviously, the DePaul first half, we played really well. And I've just been pleased with how my team's approached each and every game. I feel like we've showed up every night. We've kind of been true to who we are. We've played our game, and we've seen an emergence from a lot of guys from last year to this year. The return of Vic Law has been huge for our team. You know, just what he brings with his athleticism and skill set. I think the improvement of Scotty Lindsey and Gavin Skelly as juniors, just being older guys now. And you know, I've been proud of the group. They you know, we've had a couple key injuries. Derek Pardon, our big guy's out right now. Aaron Falzone, who was a starter for us last year, is out for the season with a knee injury. So we've had to kind of mix and match a little bit from what we thought we were going to be, but our guys have attacked it well, and I think shown a lot of poise and confidence, which is huge. Even those games we lost, I felt like our team believed, you know, that we were going to win and expected to win. And I'm starting to see that confidence spill into each and every game, which I think is a good thing for us.
Has that been, as you've continued to try to grow the program and build things the way you want to, you talk about even in the games you lost, your team believed they were going to win. Has that been one of the bigger things you've been trying to change, or one of the mindsets you've been trying to instill in guys?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think that's the fine line, and there's so many winning programs in the Big Ten. You know, so we've seen it firsthand over the past couple of years. You know, teams that are used to having a certain level of success and a standard of success, you know, those guys, no matter who's wearing those uniforms, they go out there and they expect to win. So when you're in a tight game and there's 5 minutes to go, or you're on the road and the other team maybe hits you with a 6 or 8 point run, you know, just that mindset that you are a good team, you know, that you instead of hoping to win, you expect to win. And I never felt like we were playing, you know, not to lose. I didn't feel that. I just think we were, you know, kind of a little bit unsure of how good we were in the past. And, you know, that's the fine line in some of those close games that it takes to win, especially once you get into the conference and every game seems to be close. So I like the mindset of my team. You know, I think with the experience and some of the things we've been through the last couple years, it's really helped with that. And then to have some success, I mean, there's no greater way to start believing that and other than winning. And because we've had a certain level of success and have won some games, I think it's really helped with our guys' confidence.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from Zach from Inside NU.
Hey, Coach. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, so one of the things that I've noticed, you guys are playing at a little bit quicker tempo than you have been for the past few years. Do you attribute that more kind of to the development of guys like Vic and Scotty, or would you just say that that's something that you emphasized this year going in with the personnel that you had?
Yeah, I think kind of, you know, you have to attribute it to having the guys on the wings, you know, that can get out in the lanes and kind of get some easy baskets. I think we're getting more in transition than we've gotten the past couple years. We're able to pass ahead to Vic and Scotty, and those guys can attack a little bit. You know, certainly we want Bryant to push the ball when we get a rebound or get a steal and try to attack when we have numbers. You know, so it is something we've emphasized, but I think more than that, just being a little bit more athletic. I mean, even Gavin Skelly, you know, as a frontline guy, he can get out and run. Derek Pardon, when he's healthy, he's a mobile, athletic, running big man. So, you know, I think because our personnel lends itself more towards, you know, getting out a little bit, it's added to that. And it always helps to get some easy baskets. So we want to continue to stick with that when we have our opportunities.
Last year, you talked a lot, and you mentioned Vic as your best player, and you missed him. And a lot of people, I think, didn't know if you were exaggerating and maybe thought like you were talking about someone else. I know that you have always felt very highly about Vic. And last night, he really didn't have his shot going but was able to get to the line, still scoring double figures. How have you seen him mature as a player from, I guess, 2 years ago to this season, both on and off the court?
Yeah, I just think that even though it stunk that we didn't have him last year, because I really thought with a healthy Vic, you know, that team was capable of some great things. You know, I think the year away from the game, you know, really helped with his development. Certainly from a physical standpoint, he was able to get stronger and attack the weight room and all those things. But I think him just kind of going through that Big Ten conference season and sitting on the bench game to game and watching and learning without having to be out there in the action, sometimes that can really help. You know, you see the game a little bit differently. It kind of slows down for you. And I thought that was a real integral part. And then the main thing is when you can't play for 5 months, I think you realize how much you love it. And, you know, it makes you even hungrier to get back out there and get to work. And I saw that with him, you know, once he was cleared all spring and summer. I mean, he was in the gym, he was hungry, he was motivated. And, you know, it's he's being the guy that we thought he could be. I mean, he's incredibly versatile. He can shoot the ball, he can make plays, he defends multiple positions, he can rebound, and he just makes us a different team because of his versatility. And I thought last night was a great example. You know, he'd been shooting the ball great. You know, last night, though, he goes 1 for 10, but I still thought he had a really good game. He did a lot of other things, found a way to get double figures, and I told him that afterwards. It was a real sign of his maturity and growth.
All right, thanks so much, Coach.
Yeah, thanks.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck this week.
All right, thanks a lot.